Pete Evansville volunteer Lori Shockley was in charge of milk, carrots, and dry cereal in the food distribution line at Hartke Pool. When she's not handing out food, she's a stay-at-home mom.
It's been nonstop since 11 o'clock this morning, and there's no end in sight.
It was outdoors in January, but at least it wasn't too cold. The temperature was in the 40s on Wednesday. Shockley and the rest of the volunteers were hopping. There weren't quite enough of them to run two distribution lines, so they worked hard to get people through their single line as quickly as possible.
My family doesn't have to worry about whether there's food on the table every day, and the fact that there's this many in our community that do, it's important that we all come out and help, donate, volunteer, any way you can help.
There was a lot of pent-up demand for food this week. Over 1,000 vehicles were each given 4 loaves of bread, potatoes, carrots, canned goods, and milk. There is no single reason for the huge turnout at the Feed Evansville distribution events, but one thing is clear. Pandemic or not, there's a lot of food insecurity in Evansville.
Jason Harvey. Right now I'm unemployed due to COVID, and I recently just got over COVID about 2 weeks ago. So,
how long you been out of work?
Ever since September is when they actually let me go at the casino.
Mary Dugas. I live in a 55 and an older community, and I come and get for a couple of friends if I can.
Are they food insecure?
Well, some of them are, and they're like 92 years old and in their 70s and stuff, and it's just, you know, on Social Security.
Hello, we got more for you.
There was a man who said he was from VFW Post 1114 and wanting to get food for 5 fellow veterans. Another man didn't want to give his name but said he was helping out a family member.
I got a nephew that needs it, so I picked it up for him.
What's his situation?
Well, he's just darn near bankrupt, and he's working 40 hours a week and can't make it.
You think there's a lot of that?
Absolutely.
The weekly Hartke Pool food distribution has been running like clockwork since June, with food acquired from vendors participating in the Farm to Family program of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It was funded through the original CARES Act that Congress passed early last year. As you know, if you pay attention to national news, additional stimulus funding hit a snag in Congress at the end of the year. Feed Evansville organizer Lisa Vaughn told what happened then.
I haven't had the USDA boxes. The last day we got them was December 21st, and we most likely won't get them again until February if we end up qualifying for the program again.
How many of your normal events did not happen?
3 weeks worth of events didn't take place.
They're still clear back over there.
Yeah, so as you can see, the car line is still all the way wrapped around past where the old stadium used to be, and we're going to keep handing out as long as we have food.
So the food stopped coming on the first day of winter during the pandemic. Vaughn said they were able to scramble and get enough additional food and funding locally for 2 distribution events, the one this week and one scheduled for January 27th. As we talked, the frustration was evident, but for the record, she chose her words carefully.
I wouldn't say that I'm disappointed. Being in leadership roles is extremely hard, and trying to come to compromises and make everything happy can be really difficult at times. And I'm more about how we're going to move forward together than what didn't happen before.
We reached out to 8th District Congressman Larry Bouchon's office for comment on the lag in emergency food supplies. In an email, the congressman wrote that, quote, "It is unacceptable that Feed Evansville had to stop food distribution for Hoosiers in need due to inaction by Congress to pass additional COVID-19 relief legislation. Myself and other members of Congress were ready to vote for additional relief, yet Speaker Pelosi stood in the way in an effort to drive messaging rather than help Americans." You can see the full reply on our website, news.wnin.org. For WNIN News, I'm Steve Berger.